Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Miranda Writes. This episode is just going to be a bunch of random stories about my childhood. It's also sponsored by Kian, by him posting YouTube videos. It keeps me going. Straight fire. When I was a kid, more so, I don't know. This is a very raw episode because I'm very tired. It is sunny outside, and I was just embarrassed by two pool men. So I was outside. This will start now, but like I was outside and I'm just like chilling. I was gonna listen to Peep, but I felt I was too emo today, even though I've worn black like once, and like I'm not even emo anymore after 3 years. After 3 years, guys. But where is it? Oh my god, I'm so stupid. I was outside and I was just bored and it's hot. And I found chalk. So I was like, hey, I'm gonna make something really cool. And then I just made a flower. And then before, I'm like changing the song. And then like this giant like white truck's pulling up. And I'm like, oh god, this is where I get run over and I die. This is it. Everyone's emo until the white truck's gonna run you over. It's not even a Benz. It's not even cool if you get like, if you get hit by it. Stupid car being all loud. I watched an episode of New Girl last night. I mean, yesterday, not last night. But it was about Schmidt and him feeling not manly enough. So him, and it's his bachelor party, and he's like, his original plan was about apparently too feminine. And the whole background story is, him and this girl are gonna get married, but he's going on a bachelor party. But he really wanted it to be like a Tokyo theme, like crazy night out. But like, he gets cut off in traffic and he honks his horn and he's like yelling, "Imbecile! Imbecile!" It's just so funny. And the guy who cut him off just like pulls back and like they're like, "Oh god, oh god, oh god!" He's getting out of the car, and then like, and then the guy just starts yelling, "My name's Toby! Toby! It's Toby! It's Toby! Toby!" And then, Schmidt's like, I'm sorry, your name's Toby, okay, I get it, stop. And then he's like, and the guy just like, yeah, 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 yeah. He just keeps repeating himself, and they have to leave. And it's just so awkward and awful. So then Schmidt wants, to prove his manliness to his wife. And then he goes in the middle of the desert, and he falls off his, a fake motorcycle. And then he goes in this bar and, tries to fight everyone because they think that they're, they know they're from, California. And they hate Californians for some reason, which is not nice because you shouldn't hate anyone unless they're mean to dogs. Then you can hate them. That's one of the Miranda rights. Don't look it up. Back to the pool boy story. I was drawing a flower, and, the big truck comes out, and then, he's about to, run me over, and then I stand up, and he just stops, and, I'm just in his way. I'm not gonna move, because I don't want him to run over my flower I just drew. It was pretty cool, but, ugly. This is guest star Faith and Emma the dog, everyone. We're at 420 right now. Gang, gang. I do not condone gang violence. Anyway, he didn't almost hit me. I just got in his way and annoyed him until he would stop the truck, which was very awkward because it was just me. It just consisted of me standing there and staring at them. So they'll just, please don't hit my stuff. Please, I'm not going to move. I am 5'1 and 106 pounds. You are going to get in trouble if you try to hit me with a car. And you won't. That little daredevil in me is like, you won't. It's a podcast. Do you want to be a part of it? Say something cool.
Hi.
That wasn't cool.
All right.
And that was our guest. And, like, I'm not going to let you run over my flower I just drew. Because I stood and sat in the sun for an odd amount of time. And, like, it's hot out here, guys. And the concrete's hot. And I'm tired. Because I did a test today. And it was in math. And I cheated the whole way through it. So, future me, I got you to college. I got you to college. What?
Who?
I
don't know, what's that mean? This girl was crying and it was like, what song is she listening to? And I was like, nah, dog, she doing a math quiz.
So there was this meme, if you didn't hear her, she was like, why is that girl crying? What song is she listening to? It must be a real bop. And, like, the guy's like, nah, man, she's just doing a math quiz. And I'm like, me too, girl, me too. And, like, I on Brainly today, I was like, I really need this answer, so I'm finna watch this, like, ad for 30 seconds. So I watched the ad, and then it's just, like, the answer they put, and someone put best answer, was, I don't know, I'm stupid. And I'm like, me too, fam, me too, I feel you. I won't even be mad, I'll thumbs up your answer, bro. You keep doing great things. So, back to the pool boy story. Like, I'm pretty sure they think I'm stupid, or, like, they think I'm, like, special.
I don't have a dental.
And then, like, I was, like, trying to think of ways that I could have made it better. But, like, all I thought of was, like, I have a triple dapple dachshund. And he's pretty cool. He's really cute. His name's Spencer. But then they probably would have thought I was even more stupid. Because I'm out here in just, like, shorts and, like, this oversized t-shirt with, like, a Viking on it. Looking all dumb. And my hair's a mess. And I have chalk everywhere. I look like a freaking 11-year-old with issues.
That's kind of what you are.
I am not that. I am.
Years.
Anyway, you can't be on the podcast if you're just going to insult the host. Anywho. This is when I lived with my birth mom originally, but I was not even three, guys. I was a straight hustler. My older sister told me this once. Like, she was like, yeah, one day, me and mom, like, picked up your car seat, and, like, you had, like, a stash of, like, just cash under it, and it was not, like, just, like, $20 in ones. It was, like, so much money. It was just a giant pile of money, and, like, no, because, shut up, you're ruining the podcast. Leave. Go crash your golf cart. Hashtag just sisterly things. Gang, gang. I don't condone gang violence. It's just a Twitter thing. Shut up. Anyway. You're so annoying. Literally. Anywho. Anyway, I had so much money, and I would just, how I got that money was I would ask random men on the street for money. I was 2 years old and a prostitute, everyone. I was a non-sexual prostitute at two. I was already getting men's money. I was a gold digger, giving that smile. I was a gold digger at two, dang. I'd be like, can I have some money? I didn't even know what the concept of money was. I just knew that my mama needed it. So I was like, hey.
Drugs, yeah.
No, she didn't. Yeah, but she did. You're ruining the podcast, but okay.
My mama needed drugs so she could just forget about me.
Oh my god, don't make this dark, okay? This is a family-friendly podcast. That shadow looks like a turtle. And I'm living for it. Don't move. Don't move. I really want to take a picture, but I don't know if this is going to, like, continue to record if I don't
do
this.
So, bye, guys.
No, shut up. You're not a part of this podcast. You're, like, the worst visitor. No one asks for you to come on. And I have, like, 24 listeners. But I feel like it's not, you know? But, you know, just look out.
24 listeners were me.
Just Miranda things. Anywho. Yeah, I was making bank at two, taking men's money. Bro, I gave you $30 for makeup. You should worship me.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. You gave it to me for mask, but it told me that
soon. La 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 la. Can you shut up? Store. Yes, my grandma steals gift cards and gives them to me as pity. Okay? Yeah. Okay. For the past, since I was like 10 years old, my grandma from my dad's side gives me a card and like a Visa gift card for 50. But every year I've tried to do the gift cards, they are not registered, so that means homie stole the gift cards. My grandma, the thief, everyone. She a baddie. She a real baddie. Oh my god.
You ready?
Anywho, what else? Today I asked my algebra problem solver. It asked me what my problem was, and I said, sometimes I give too much of myself to people, and then I get stomped on, and my heart hurts. And then it said, I'm sorry. But do you want to do math now? Can we, like, have a relevant question? Can you stop? It was a part of the joke. You're, like, the worst person ever. I need you to leave. I'm going to start roasting you on the podcast. You don't step off.
About what?
Everything.
About what?
You don't wear shoes. That's weird.
You don't either?
No, you're barefoot. I wear socks. Because, like, socks are cool. But, like, oh, yeah, leave. Leave, yeah. With your pineapple head. Freaking blonde.
I love
you and your weird dog.
I do not have a weird dog.
And you got a weird southern accent.
I do not have a southern accent.
Sometimes you walk weird. I'm so bad at roasting people. It's so bad. But like.
My name's Melinda and I don't have anything better to do than make podcasts about roasting people. You good?
Are you good?
I'm great.
Uh-huh. Anywho. Dang, I've said that like 7 times. The neighbor's watching me and I don't know what to do. But I'm scared that she's gonna hear me. So this is an ASMR podcast now. Is it a boy? Oh my god, their son is so weird. This is so scary. I don't want to see him. He's scary.
Shut up.
Oh, is that that flower thing that keeps making that weird garbage can noise?
Yeah.
Stupid flower thing. Anywho. You guys, Lucky Charms is really good, but like, the marshmallows sometimes hurt my teeth. Because they're like, really styrofoamy, but like they're good. So, and today my mom bought me ramen noodles. Yeah, I haven't had ramen noodles in a long time, but like, I don't know, they're just so good sometimes. Like, it's been a bop, it's been a minute. Like, I've been eating those since I was like 3 or even more, even like longer than that, because I was like, like that child. Like, I ate ramen every single day because I had an addiction. It wasn't a Coke like my mother. It was just ramen. Anywho, ignore the blonde child with anger issues. And I watched this show called The Letter to the King. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm on like episode 3. Can you not spoil it for my listeners? I'm going to finish it. I haven't finished On My Block because it's like so slow and painful. Like, first season 1 and season 2 were like decent, I guess. But like, I haven't finished season 3 because it wasn't even good enough for me to finish.
Fine, watch the last episode.
No, man. I don't care, bro. Do you have any cool stories about me? So you can flex on my,
yes.
Like what? Come closer.
I
didn't want your hug. I had the right to bite you.
And I felt very offended.
Tell them about the time this morning that you tried to spray water on me, so I took it away, and then you freaking hit me in the face.
Yeah,
Yeah, you did. And I didn't beat you to death like you deserved.
I do not deserve that.
You deserve to be beat to death sometimes. I don't care. I'm so nice. It will contradict it because, like, I like you sometimes. You're not supposed to like your siblings, you weirdo. Quit ruining the podcast. Do you have any good stories or not?
When Miranda was barely like 5 or 4, she used to scream a bunch of bad words, so my mom had to make her say pickle.
Yeah, when I was little, I used to cuss a lot. Like those were like the main words I knew. So I would just scream damn it and the F word so much. But then my foster mom taught me to say all pickle or all peanut butter or all toothpaste. And then my kindergarten teacher said, oh my gosh, that's so cute. But like, she didn't really know that they were like mimics, like things to like say instead of me like F-bombing her. So it just like didn't make sense. I don't know. I was pretty cool in school. Like, I was, like, this was kindergarten. But I was, like, quiet, but, like, not quiet. Like, I watched, like, I got lost so much, but, like, somehow I didn't. No, leave me alone. And, like, I don't know. One time we made kites, and I just kind of sat on a bench and just chilled while everyone else, like, flew their kites. And I just decorated the bag and didn't want to fly it. That was weird. She was so nice. And, like, I used to call bacon steak. I don't know why. But now I hate both of them. I'm not stupid. You're stupid. Anywho. I used to do tutoring a lot. Like, from 5th grade to, like, 7th grade. I don't remember that kid.
That kid with,
no, I don't remember that guy.
And he had a sister too.
Oh, sort of, but they're not important. This guy, when I was in 4th grade, my teacher was so rude to me. But he wasn't. But he was. Because, like, there was this time that this, like, new kid was, like, being all, like, cool or something, like, and then like he like made fun of me for being adopted. Like, if I had the chance, I would like hit him in the face, just because like I have pent up anger and I really need to fix it. But that's not the point. The point is that you shouldn't make fun of people for that. That's so mean, and he deserves to be hit in the face by me. I should hit him in the face. I should like Instagram him and be like, hey, come over. I don't know you, crazy white girl. Leave me alone. No, man. You don't understand. I know your name is Joe, and you need to be hit in the face because you don't make fun of people for being adopted. Like, dang. Oh, I'm so cool. I make people feel bad about themselves. Sucker punch in the face.
She was like, at least my parents
who?
Didn't give
who said that?
River.
Oh, I will beat that hoe.
And when she started crying,
she made you cry? Who said that, River? Yo, I know where she lives. Let me jump that girl. It's not like jumping because it's one person. Don't be mean. This is not a hateful podcast, but she's like rude and like mean. So. Bruh. Curb stomper. Add curb stomper.
What a hoe.
Do you know what curb stomping is? That's where you put someone's teeth on a curb, and then you just, like, kick their head down and break their teeth. Or, like, shove them back into their skull. Like, into their brain. I am so violent. I need to chill. Oh, my God. When I was little, I only ate the orange popsicles. Because that was my favorite color. And in my foster home once, this, my foster mom, her name was Debbie. And she, like, yelled at me because I didn't want to pick up the popsicle I dropped. And, like, she made me cry and sit on the naughty step, bro. On the naughty step. I was a good child, and I had to sit on the naughty step. I was, like, not... I hated that stuff. That was so rude of her. Putting me on the naughty step, bro. Freaking, like... She was, like, 4'11". No. She was weird. She looked like a doll. One time I accidentally broke her stuff and she got really mad at me. Because she was like obsessed with Tinkerbell and it was so weird. Like now that I look back on it, that girl a weirdo. Like why does she have like children? Like she's so weird. She would collect Tinkerbell stuff. And she had like two weird dogs and her taste in decor was awful. She had anger issues, I feel like. But like I'm not one to judge. You do you, Debbie. You do you. But like that was mean. She freaking made me cry yelling at me. I hate being yelled at. It is the worst thing. Like ignoring someone, like I hate being ignored. I hate being yelled at. One day, like one night when I was with my birth mom and I was like 2. This is when I was like learning to like talk. And, like, I was, like, I'm hungry. I want food, please. And, like, she, like, yelled at me because she was, like, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. And, like, bruh, I'm clearly hungry. I knew sign language, and I was doing it, and she didn't know because she was always high, bruh. And, like, oh, my God. Like, it was simple. It was, like, if you do this, it means you're hungry. I know you can't see it, but, like, if you, like, put your, like, fingers together and put it towards your mouth, that means you're hungry. So I did that because I wasn't like good at communicating yet, but like I was in like therapy and stuff, so like people taught me how to like do like simple signing, and like I knew it, so I said that. And then my older sister was like, Mom, stop yelling. She was yelling at me like I was like, this wasn't even her house, and she was yelling at us. Like she was staying with like 2 guys that she was probably sleeping with to get like, I don't know, man. But like we were there for like a long time. And then, like, she would just yell and yell and yell, and I hate that. Now it's, like, engraved in me to, like, you yell at me, I'ma cry. That's how it be. But no one likes getting yelled at, so I'm not, like, weird. I'm just extremely sensitive, and that's, like, okay, I guess. And I'm playing this game called Destiny, but, like, I'm really, like, okay at it, but, like, everyone's saying I'm trash. Which is so rude. Freaking rude pants. Like I fell off in the first 5 seconds.
We hate
Caitlyn
Bennett.
Who's Caitlyn Bennett?
Somebody who loves Donald Trump and hates gay
people. I don't talk about Donald Trump. I don't know. I have no political values or like, I have political values. It's just when I tell people them that they hate me. So like, but like, I only like, my family's a bunch of, like, Republican white people. And they're very strict in their values. I'm not gonna hate on anyone because, like, I don't know anyone's values, but, like... Yo, I had a dream that Jenna was, like, so nice to me. And it was weird. It was, like, last night, and, like, I don't know. Oh, that's awful.
Like right here, right?
Yeah, I had a dream last night. It was like Halloween. You were interrupting. Yes. I had a dream. It was like Halloween, and like I'm not good at driving, so like I don't know. We were driving. I was driving. No, Jenna was driving. My brother's wife, and like she was driving, and then she threw the wheel at me for some reason, and it came to me, and I tried to drive it. Then we crashed. And, like, my brother Tom was mad at me. And that made me sad. And then Jenna helped me feel better. But this wasn't a dream. So, I don't know. Maybe that's some subconscious things that are like, hey, Miranda, don't be sad. Get glad. And I don't know. I was probably upset because Mom yelled at me for my grades. That for real hurted me, though.
She
is not very supportive. But I'm not going to badmouth the person that adopted me, so... That's not how it happened, but yeah.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No. You don't just get a call and.
Yeah, but she was a foster mom.
I know she was a foster mom.
So they called her and asked her if she wanted to foster us, and she said yes.
I don't know how it works, to be honest, but like. But like, I was with Debbie first, and then my mom was, like, friends with Debbie and, like, in the, like, was, like, they lived on the same street. We all lived on the street called Palmetto. And it was, like, the best foster street or something. And there was, like, everyone was there was, like, a foster. I don't know how that happened, but it did. Another story. I had a turtle once. Like, my dad was cleaning up the backyard or something. He found a giant turtle. And, like, I built it a home out of bricks. And, like, I don't know. When I came back, the bricks were, like, tumbled over. And, like, I think a bird hurt my turtle. I don't remember his name. But that makes me sad. Yes, they can. They, like, swoop down and, like, flip him over. And then... Huh? No, shut up. You're contradicting what I'm saying.
I'm saying somebody in our house probably did.
No. No one's gonna kill a turtle. I was so happy with that turtle. No one killed the turtle. Because, like, everyone... I went and I was like, he's sleeping! Like, I was stupid. So, like, I was like, he's just sleeping. And the homie's dried out. Little homie's dried out in the sun from baking. And I'm like, he's just asleep. It's okay. And then I walk away. And then they get rid of the body. And, like, at, like, nights, me and our friend, like, John and Katie, like, they were, like, super small at the time. Like, because I'm, like, older than them. And, like, we're all, like, foster kids. So, like, we're just, like, vibe on the street for a bit. Because, like, all of our moms would congregate on, like, porches. And we'd, like, just, like, hang out. So, it was pretty fun.
Why'd they all come to our house, though?
I don't know. Our house was lit when we were little. And, like, we'd collect frogs. And, like, I had this freezer. I claimed this freezer. And I made, like, a little hotel for all the frogs I caught. And then in the middle of the night, I would go back in the morning and, like, oh my gosh, they left. They left without saying goodbye. Now I have to go kidnap more frogs. And
It was a freezer, basically.
No, it wasn't a real freezer. It was, like, a styrofoam thing where you could put drinks, but, like, they were only cold if they were, like, ice. So, it was like a chest for... I used it for frogs. Because I was, like, a frog kidnapper. I guess the frogs, like... It was so crazy. I used to, catch...
Our parents let them go.
Can you stop interrupting? Anywho. And I would go back the next morning, and all my frogs would be gone. And, like, I would be like, they didn't even enjoy the little pool I made them. How rude, bro. Like, so rude. And then later on, I was like, someone has to, I closed this very well, so frogs can't get out. Someone's letting them go. Someone kidnapped my frogs that I kidnapped and let them go while I was sleeping. That's a crime in itself, taking someone's kidnapped frogs. That's like kidnap frogs. You guys are gonna think I'm weird, but like one time I had this like playhouse in like my old house in like a backyard, and I was super tiny as a child until I'm still tiny, but like I was super tiny as a child. Like I was like, I would be like six. And, like, not even close to being where I should have been on the height scale or weight scale. And, like, I had this little house. And, like, I got, like, this little table. And, like, I don't know. I was, like, a loner. I, like, didn't play with anyone most of the time when I was, like, alone. Like, I didn't like anyone, really. But, like, the point of the story is I ate, one time I had lemonade. And I had cheese puffs, so I took a bite of the cheese puff, and then I took a drink of lemonade. And y'all can't hate on me, because that's good. And you have no taste if you don't like it. Try it.
I remember that.
Try it. And people think I'm weird, because I used to do it at, like, that, like, middle school I went to. And, like, it was, like, super good. People are like, oh my gosh, did you just do that? I'm like, shut up and try it. Like, don't come for me. And then middle school... I got in these, like, petty little fights, bro. Like, at lunch. I had, like, a good lunch because I was a hungry child. And, like, I packed, like, my mom let me pack my, like, own lunch. And, like, even if she packed it, I added a lot of stuff to it, like, snacks. Yeah, and it was just great because, like, I was hungry. But, like, I was, like, that kid with all the good snacks. Like, I didn't have any bad snacks, you know? Like, I had that good stuff. And if I didn't, I got the good stuff because I'm a freaking hustler, bro. And, like, we used to be, like, Thanksgiving every day at my lunch table. And, like, one day, I was, like, in a mood. And I was, like, everyone, like, grabbed my, like, lunch stuff and, like, were eating it. Like, and I didn't tell them they could eat it. And I was, like, dang, bro, you just stole my things. You stole my, like, good stuff. And, like, at one point, like, some of the food that I brought was on the floor. I was like, okay, the next person that touches my stuff, I swear to God, I'll fight you. So, like, this, like, giant guy, like, huge compared to me, his name's Stefan. And, like, he touched my lunchbox, like, testing me. And I was like, oh, okay, bet. And, like, I hopped onto the table that we were eating on. I ran across the table, jumped off, and hit him as hard as I could, like, 3 times. And in the corner of my eye, as I'm doing this, I see the principal of the school watching me. And he, like, and then, like, 5 seconds later, he's like, calls my name, and he's like, Miranda, come see me. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm fine. He's the one who touched my stuff. And then, like, so we go there, and, like, I start crying because I'm a little bee. I just, like, start bawling my eyes out because, like, I never get in trouble at that point in my life. And, like, I started to be so good, and I was so sensitive. And, like, I start crying so hard, and, like, the whole class is watching me. Like, I didn't get in trouble because, like, I guess they thought it was funny because, like, no one's ever, like, jumped on and ran across a whole lunch table and jumped off and then hit some kid. It didn't hurt him because he was, like, way bigger than I was. I didn't hit him in the face. I hit him, like, the chest area and, like, everywhere, like, his, like, arms, and he was just, like, laughing at me. So, like, he wasn't hurt by any means. So, you know. Like, we were bawling. And then they were, like, I was bawling, but, like, I wasn't bawling, you know. Mr. Ron, he was, like, I don't know, he was, like, just telling me to be, like, it's not nice to hit, and, like, no, because it was, like, not a serious thing. They just laughed, and, like, and afterwards, like, my teacher told me, like, it's okay, don't cry, because, like, she was, like, go wash your face in the bathroom and then come back, okay, you're fine. And then, like, I just cried, and then I went to the bathroom and washed my face and come back, and, like, my teacher was just laughing, and she was like, you are not in trouble, it's okay. And then, like, and, like, no one got in trouble because it was just, like, a thing, you know? It was, like, a middle school thing, you know? No one was, like, hurt. No one was like, oh, my God, like, some extra bitch, you know? I'm good. I'm vibing. We're all vibing.
He also touched a binder at school when I
yelled at him. That was so funny. Yeah, people used to steal my stuff, bro. Middle school kids are fiends. Yeah, in middle school, 8th grade, I had this awful teacher. Like, she was, like, an ex, like, naval teacher or whatever, and she was, like, so rude and weird. Like, she wore, like, knee-high socks, and they were always, like, ugly as heck. Like, they were so bad. And, like, she would yell at us, and she would, like, be so weird. And, like, no one liked her because she had such a bad attitude.
Oh, we can't forget her pants.
Her pants. She decorated and made her own clothing, but, like, that's not weird. But, like, the thing she did with what she did was weird. Like, she was, like, the weirdest. It's, like, it's not, like, bad to be weird. I'm, like, I get called weird, like, every time I meet someone new. They're, like, oh, yeah, but you're, like, the good kind of weird. Homegirl was, like, the bad kind of weird. Like, she was so mean. Like, she made me cry once. She made me cry. Okay, these are a lot of stories of me just crying. This is getting sad, but, like, bro, I don't know, man, but I don't know, but, like, what she did, like, we were all doing, like, math problems, and, like, I guess it was, like, my turn at the board, and, like, I always had, like, this awful anxiety to do math in front of classes. Like, it went on for, like, years, but, like, it was my turn to do, like, the math problem on the board while everyone watched me, and, like, I had no idea what I was doing, no idea. No clue at all.
Bro, that happened to me too.
And then, like, Like, I just didn't know how to do it. Like, if we were, like, we're all doing it, like, I would just copy what other people were doing, it, even if it was wrong. Like, I would just stare at them and copy what they were saying, and it was so bad. And then, like, back to my math problem. Like, I was like, I have no idea. And she just kept, like, yelling at me. She was like, you simplify. And I was like, I don't know how to simplify, I'm sorry. And she's like, go sit down. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. And then I sat down, and I, like, I put my head down, and I start, like, bawling my eyes out, because I just got embarrassed in front of my whole class, bro. Because I didn't know how to do math. I still don't know how to do math. And I'm like, I am 17 years old, and I can barely do multiplication. It's so bad. Like, I'm smart, but I'm not smart like that. It's so bad. And then the principal made her apologize to me, but, like, not. Because, like, she did not mean it. She did not mean it. You could tell. She was like, I didn't mean to make you cry. I'm like, okay, bitch. Okay. Homie yells and yells and yells. Homie got fired. That made me, like, she got fired, like, the next year. Like, I was in ninth grade. She got cut.
Oh, you know what happened, too?
Cut. So weren't you the person that got her fired?
One of us, yeah.
What'd you do?
I cried every day at school.
Yeah, my sister, she made my sister cry when she was in eighth grade. Or whatever. What? No, shut up. You're ruining the story. Anyway, no, why'd she get fired? Who got, didn't Taylor get her fired? Oh, that's why she got fired. She got fired because, like, some kids didn't do their homework, and she was like, you know what? If you're not gonna do the homework, stick it up your ass. And I was like, oh my god, okay, bitch. Okay, I see you. You out of here.
So whenever she got fired, Lexi was like, don't stare. I'm like, I'm not.
Bruh. And, like, then when I was in, like, 10th grade, I don't know. I hit 15 phase. Hit a whole phase. And it was so bad. I was when that hit, everything was hitting me, bro. Like, I had my emo phase. I had my bad kid phase. I had my sad kid phase. I had everything at once. I was like a triple threat for, like, sadness. It was so bad. I was so moody. Like, I don't even know. But, like, I had my moments. Like, one night, we, like, did a bunch of, like, stuff. We did, like, fireworks in a hotel parking lot because it was, like, the 4th of July. And, like, the day before, I had a therapy session. And then my mom took me to, like, buy fireworks at, like, this, like, fireworks stand at, like, this Walmart. And then she spent a lot of money. She told me not to tell my dad. It was, like, over $100 on fireworks. And then, like, I went to my friend Keontae and Kiana's place. And then they were, like, my go-to place because they're, like, family to me. And, like, we went to Alabama and got even more fireworks. And then we got, like, these, like, my friend Keontae got me these, like, special, like, rainbow, like, sparklers. And, like, because, like, your girl, you know, sometimes. And it was, like, cool. It was so fun. And, like, we did, like, it was so cool. It was so bad. And, like, that was around the time I started experimenting marijuana. And, like, I first tried it in a parking lot in a hotel at, like, 3 a.m. And then, like, I was singing Selena Gomez. I was laying on a bed. My friends wrapped me in a blanket burrito. And I was out. I fell asleep on one of my friend's laps. And, like, of course, I'm that person. I know. And I was, like, that person. And I, like, fell asleep on his lap. And this wasn't, like, even, like, a sexual thing. Because I was, like, 15 and not ready for that. No, ma'am. I was a good child. Until, like, a year ago. I was a good child. Like, I was, like, we were drunk, and we were, like, playing Truth or Dare, and, like, I think it was, like, have you ever, and, like, I had this, like, controlling boyfriend at the time, and I lied to him, and I was like, yeah, my parents took my phone, so I'm gonna be gone for a few days. Like, I was not gone. He would always get mad when I went to that guy's house, because, like, he was so, like, creepy and possessive. Huh? That guy, Trey. Remember Trey? That guy was so abusive and rude. Like, nightmares to this day. Like, screw that guy. To Keontae's. Like, every time I went to Keontae's and we were, like, actually, like, together in, like, ninth grade, I, like, because that was, like, my first, like, actual relationship, and it went horribly wrong, and I hate myself for that. Huh? Yeah, Trent doesn't count, though. Because that was in, like, middle school. And that doesn't count. Not really. What else? But, like, anyway. I would go to their house, and it would be, like, really fun. And we would watch Netflix. And we would just, like, binge a show. Like, that was before, like, On My Block, like, was, like, popular. It was, like, the first, like, week it came out. Me and him just watched, like, we watched the whole series in a day. And then we ate, like, 3 bowls of ramen. And, like, it was just so cool. It was just really fun.
Going for a go-kart ride.
No. It was just really fun because, like, those are, like, the type of people that you can, like, be, like, your true self with. They're, like, so supportive and open, and, like, they're so great. They're such great people. And, like, they're such great people. Like, Keontae would, like, make me extra food, and it was just a pure friendship, bro. It was so great. Like, he would, like, if I was, like, hungry, he would, like, make me, like, ramen, and, like, if I was hungry again, he would, like, get me food, and, like, all their, like, treats were, like, on top of their, like, fridge, so, like, I needed a stool, and I couldn't even get what they were, like, with a stool, because they didn't have a stool, because their whole family's freaking tall, so I had to, like, one time I, like, we were playing, like, Fortnite, and he was teaching me how to play, and then we played, like, Mortal Kombat, and, like, and we got, like, we were just kind of vibing, you know? We were just really vibing. We got so much ramen. What? No. Ugh, I'm trying to open a gate, but, like, I'm a weak person. But, like, there we go. My creepy uncle, bro. You just fucking, like, just, like, eavesdrops and, like, talks to me at random times when I'm just, like, chilling. Like, bro, leave me alone. You're, like, really annoying. Because he's so nosy. But he can probably hear me, so I have to be quieter. But, like, at that point, like, we were so hungry because, like, I was dealing with that stuff. I was dealing with everything and, like, his sister Kiana, like, she threw a water bottle at me, and I was like, okay, and she was like, drink it, and I was like, oh, okay, cool, I'm just gonna listen, just because, like, submissive little bitch I am, so I drank the water, and then it wasn't water, it was vodka, guys, it was straight vodka, and that was the first time I ever drank, was on accident, so there wasn't even any peer pressure involved, so, and then, I drank it, and she was like, oh, I was like, oh, yeah, and then Keontae came out of out of his room, because he just, like, got dressed from his shower, and then, like, he was like, oh, my God, did you give her vodka? And then she was like, yeah, bro, I did, and he was like, oh, my God, and then, like, the whole night, we were just, like, binge drinking that, like, because we had, like, their family is so cool, their mom is so supportive, and I love their mom so much. She's the best person on earth, in my opinion. Like, the last time I saw her was around Christmas, and she picked me up from a hotel, she saved my ass. She picked me up from a hotel party I was at with, Keontae and Kiana, and, like, a few other guys, and then, we got really drunk. We had We had Jello shots. We had blue Jello shots, and we had vodka that was like 79% just straight alcohol, and like it was so crazy, bro. Like I was drunk after like 3 shots of just like the normal vodka, because I'm a little white girl, bro, and I can't handle anything, but like I can, because I was the only one that night that did not throw up, even though I drank so much. I had like 3 shots before we started, and then a lot more once everyone was like, oh, 1, 2, 3, and I was like, I went on 2 and then filled it back up, because I'm like that bitch. I'm that bitch. And then, oh, that Miss Keola picked me up at like 6 and took me back to their place where I told my mom I was gonna be. And then she made me like a little pizza, because like, and she gave me like, she got me coffee, and her mom, Keontae and Kiana's grandmother was taking care of my drunk ass. Like, I wasn't, like, I'm the sweetest drunk, bro. Like, I'm so sweet. Like, I was just, like, chilling on their couch and talking to them, telling them I love them. I love them so much. Bruh, he's so annoying. I'm gonna, like, oh my god, I don't even care. He's such an eavesdropper. Jesus, freaking annoying. Like as soon as I walked away, homie went inside. Jesus, like, oh my god, he was just pretending to mow grass. The mower wasn't on. That's how nosy he is. It was like a weird little like fertilizer stick, and he didn't even open the fertilizer, so he was just literally listening to my conversation. Annoying. I hate those people. But like, Miss Keola was like, just, she made me a pizza. Her mom got me coffee, and like we just talked, and I was like, I love you guys so much. And like, and then like Keontae and Kiana's stepdad was like just talking to me, and there's like, he was like making jokes, and he was like, oh, you want another one? And I was like, oh my god, I can't handle that, but yes. And then like, and then their grandma was like, oh my gosh, Keontae messed that girl up, because like, and then like, and like, and then like February, like we like, I went to their dad's, and like I stayed the night, and like we got really high. We got so high, and like, and then I paid him for more weed, and then we took like this random blue pill, and like he was like, Miranda, it's fine, it's pill roulette, come on, work with me. And I was like, all right, bet. I'm feeling great, come on, like, I just, come on. It wasn't a bad pill, it was safe, it was completely safe, because nothing happened, like, literally nothing happened to me. And, like, me, and, like, Keontae, and, like, this other girl took it, and, like, no one felt anything. And, like, we ordered so much Chinese food. We ordered, like, every one of us had, like, their own little box of, like, rice and noodles, and, like, I was so high, bro. I ate mine, and then I finished Keontae's, and then me and Kiana just sat in the bed and watched YouTube, and then we went outside and smoked again, and then the next morning, me and Kiana got drunk. We got drunk, and just, like, smoked in an alleyway near the park, and then we just, like, kind of vibed and talked. We talked about this guy named Ethan. He's, like, super sweet. He's, like, really gay. He's so sweet, though. And, like, he's, like, a great friend of mine. And, like, he's a huge stoner. And he was, like, making fun of, like, my old ex. Like, my, like, this, like, abusive ex I had in, like, 9th grade. It doesn't matter anymore, but, like, you know. But, like, he was, this guy just got his, like, his own car, and Ethan had a party, and, like, we were, like, basically all there, and it was, like, a moon party, like, because Ethan really likes space, so, like, we were all there, and then we're at, like, this park, and, like, by the lake, and, like, this, no one invited this kid. This kid heard about it from, like, because he was at, like, someone else's house, and like we invited that guy, and like he heard about it, so he was like, oh, I'll drive, guys. And like no one asked him to do that, and like no one invited him. And then like Ethan started like roasting the hell out of him. He was like, oh, and because Trey was like, you can't get a good picture of it, like, you know, Ethan was like, you can't get a good picture of it, imbecile. And then Ethan's like this guy with like a really big IQ, so he graduated before all of these kids, and like, I don't know, but like, he he was like making fun of Trey because he couldn't, he was like, I can't get a good picture of the moon. And then, oh my god. And then Ethan just started ripping on this kid. And it was so funny because he's such a jerk. He's one of those people who like thinks he's like, he could like fight a god and win. He would argue with the wall. He has such bad anger issues. Oh my god. And like, he hates Ethan because he's like gay. And it's so mean. And Ethan just rips on this kid. And like, Ethan's younger than Trey, but yet graduated like 2 years before him. And that's our revenge, kids. Get, my advice is get really smart and just make, like, if people are like tearing you down for stuff, make them feel absolutely like stupid. Like, you start saying things that other people like have no idea of, they're gonna like stop talking because they are gonna just sound retarded. Because like, it's so, it's mean. It is mean to like make people feel less superior. But like, if they're like rude, if they're like being like really mean to you, I feel like it's okay. Because like, if they have like this huge ego complex and like you're just trying to vibe and they're making you feel bad about like things that you're like, you just being you, like, make that hoe feel like he has like a 2.0 GPA. Like, that's better. Like, I'm not hating on people with like 2.0s, but like, cause like, I'm like barely better than that. But like, your girl's got some brains. And let me say, I was gonna make a really inappropriate joke there, but like, it's for the podcast, so like, I got it. Like, there's a Snot lyric, which is like the singer I like, and he's like, "Dumb bitch, give me dumb brain. No, you got like a huge GPA. Like, I made that last part up because I got bars, but like, he's just like, "Dumb bitch, give me dumb brain." And I'm like, and then there's this Juice WRLD lyric I love because it's like, it was like one on one of his like freestyles, and it was like, it's like, I think it's, it goes like, "This girl give me brain, but she ain't like," it's like, "This girl giving me brain, she got a huge GPA." It's just basically talking about like how cute like smart girls are, and like, I love that. It's so cute. It's so sweet. I miss Juice WRLD. Like, I was like, I know all her songs. I just know like Juice, Peep, X, like the like, I know they're like not like, I just know like a lot of their like songs because like at like time, like X, when I first, like, everyone's like, "Oh my god, I have anxiety," but like, your girl does have anxiety. It's not like a cute little quirk, it's an awful thing, bro. Quit like making like, quit making mental illnesses cute. It's not cute, it's a thing. Like, "Oh my gosh, I have depression." Like, Filthy Frank talked about that, like, just girly things. "Oh my gosh, I want to die." Like, bitch, no. No, you don't. You're all emo until you actually, like, let me not say that, that's mean, but like, you all think you're emo until like that point in your life, you know? Like, you're not emo. You're not emo because you were all black. Like, come on. Let's relax, children. You don't want to kill yourselves. You literally just want to, like, you want attention. Some of you want attention. Some of you have issues, like me. I have, like, man, I sound so mean. I need to calm down. But, like, I'm not meaning this in, like, a mean way. Disclaimer. Miranda loves everyone. Like, if you're, like, if you don't have, I'm trying to fix what I said. Okay, let me fix this. I went through a lot from the start of 7th grade till the end of, like, 11th grade, which is, like, now, but, like, at my old school, like, from January till, like, now, I've been, like, happier than I have been in, like, the last, like, 7 years of my life. When I was, like, in, like, the summer of, like, 6th grade, like, going into 7th grade, one of my best friends died because he got super sick, and I was convinced that I was gonna die at that same age. Remember that? And like, I was convinced I was gonna die, so I was ready to die. I was ready to die.
I was afraid because you thought you were gonna die. I'm gonna
Yeah, I was afraid that I was gonna die since I turned like 12 years old. Like, I was like, okay, I'm ready for this. Like, I was ready at 12 years old to die. I never thought that I would make it to where I am now.
I kind of was too.
And then. Yeah.
I've never felt more suicidal in my life.
Oh my god. Let's calm down. We're loving our best lives. We're being fine. We're fine. Yes. Cut off toxic people, my children.
We do not like her. That's why we cut off, like,
you can't just, like, say a certain person. You have to say toxic people.
We don't like my sister's friend named Chloe.
Yo, she a bitch. Just saying. She a hoe. I do not call people hoes, normally. Like, I am a very respectful... I'm a really respectful person. But, like, if you're gonna lie about something... If you're gonna lie about things that I've apparently, like, said and try to ruin relationships with people because you're jealous that I have relationships with people that you don't, you're a bad person. Because you're jealous of, like, other people's, like, relationships with, like, our friendships, everything. Like...
She's trying to probably get in that place.
Like... If someone's, like, constantly making you feel less than them, they aren't your friend. Like, they're not your friend. Kids, do not make people feel like that. That's awful. And, like, if you, like, people don't forget how you feel. Like, people don't forget words.
You know what's
like,
crazy?
You call someone, like, a homophobic slur or stupid or, like, overweight or, like, making fun of someone's, like, mental state. Like, and, like... In, like, 9th and 10th grade and, like, some of, like, junior year, I got made fun of for being, like, a suicidal gay kid, apparently. Anywho. This is an example. Do not... If you make fun of people for their mental well-being and their mental, like, state, you're, like, seriously, like, messed up and you need to work out your own issues. Hey, Mom. What? Yeah, I don't know what you're saying, but okay. But still.
Her friend Lola lied about having a boyfriend named Hunter. Mm-hmm. And she knew Taylor wanted to get with him. And she said, hey, this dude Hunter's coming to dinner. You should come with us. She's like,
oh my God.
It'll be a perfect match. Lied to her. Oh, yeah, he's my boyfriend.
Bro.
I was like, and you think she's the greatest?
I don't know, but like if you do that, you messed up. I don't know, but like my main points are: do not make fun of people. It's just really mean. Tearing down people is not the way to go. It's just not. It won't make you feel better. It's not helping them. If you're not building people up and hyping people up and like being like a good person, like I'm not being like, oh, like. I'm saying, like, you need to be, like, nice to people. And, like, sometimes, like, you don't even, like, understand. Like, I'm not going to be, like, that cliche, like, oh, be nice to everyone. Or, like, you never know what people are going through. But you truly don't, guys. You really don't. And that's why I'm, like, always nice. I try to be always nice. Unless, like, someone's, like, being just, like, an awful person. Like, if you're making fun of someone for being, like, suicidal. Like, that's happened to me so many times. And, like, I had to cut off so many people because they thought that making fun of people was, like, just a fun, normal activity. Like, making people sad was, like, a way to make friends or something. That's really not it, guys. That is really not it. But, like, in fun terms. And, like, certain terms. In certain terms, guys, it's just, like, not the way to go. And that is all for today. Thank you so much. You're all amazing. I support every one of you. And listen to Lana Del Rey every day. That's the vibe. Have a good day, gang gang.